The George W. Bush Institute's Freedom and Democracy Program is calling on Americans, from academics and the press to the president, to reinforce support for democracy and human rights. In a recent report titled Choose Freedom, the Institute argues the country's core foundational values are still very much alive, but they're also being challenged by authoritarianism, populism, and other negative perceptions. Lindsay Lloyd is the Bradford M. Freeman Director of the Human Freedom Initiative at the Bush Institute. He joins us now. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with some of the threats you identified. In your mind, what are the key challenges to our values that you'd like to see officials and others push back against?
Yeah, well, you cited a couple of them in your introduction. I mean, the first thing is that we have, you know, we've always had authoritarians out there throughout history, but what we have now are authoritarians who are much more savvy and much more aggressive about pushing their agenda. You think about people like Vladimir Putin or the Chinese under Chairman Xi, and they are not shy about saying that their system is an option, that it ought to be preferred. So that's one. Another one is this notion of democracy not delivering, and we see this in places like Central Europe, where elected governments haven't been able to deliver the economic growth or the economic conditions that citizens there want. You have a global rise of populism in advanced democratic societies, as well as those that are struggling to find their way towards democracy. You have ongoing human rights challenges around the world. You think about the Rohingya in Burma, the Uyghur in China, but also things like, you know, repression against the media. That's clearly a big human rights issue happening in places like Turkey and Hungary. So there's sort of a multi-pronged assault on democracy going on right now.
Now, there are certainly those who would say that a number of the items you just mentioned are also happening here in this country. Is the U.S. part of the concern?
Well, I think, you know, we can certainly have a debate over conditions in the United States. Freedom House, which is a really well-known watchdog group, has noted that the U.S. has slipped a little bit in their annual rankings on civil liberties and human rights and so forth. But I think, you know, what our report is really talking about is the importance of democracy and human rights globally. I mean, we need to be a leader. We need to have our own house in order. But we also are arguing that even though we're flawed, even though we're imperfect, we should be out there and trying to encourage the spread of democracy and human rights overseas.
How much of that has to come from, quote unquote, officials, folks in the government, from the president on down, and how much of that comes from those who are maybe not in official government positions?
Yeah, I think both have a role to play. I mean, our report issues recommendations for Congress and the administration, but it also talks about other groups, about the media, for example, about philanthropic groups, about universities, academia, things like that. I mean, clearly in terms of making policy, it's the folks in Washington who are going to be taking the lead, but there's a lot that, you know, businesses or other outside groups can do to try and support some of these positions.
How much of this is about words in terms of, you know, suggesting support or announcing support for, you know, democracy advocates in pick your country, and how much of it is about actual policies or other actions that people can take?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think both really matter. The rhetoric has a bigger impact overseas than we might expect. If you go back and read the works of dissidents under the Soviet Union, people like Natan Sharansky and others, the fact that Ronald Reagan would go out and mention their names publicly, would talk about them to the then Soviet leadership, had an enormous impact on them. It was a sign to them that these political prisoners, these dissidents, hadn't been forgotten. So I think at that level, rhetoric matters. It matters when the most important democracy in the world is standing on the side of freedom fighters, of dissidents, and so on. Obviously, that has to be coupled with actions, though. Spending. You know, people have huge misconceptions about the amount of money that the U.S. spends on foreign assistance. It's less than 1%, and spending on democracy and human rights is a fraction of that. It's really, you know, a very small amount of money. What we're arguing is that that's money well spent. It's for every country that becomes or stays democratic, that's a country that doesn't pose a threat to us, that's a country that we're likely going to be trading with, it's a country that's going to be working with us on issues of global concern. So we feel it's money that's very well invested.
All right. That is Lindsay Lloyd, the Bradford M. Freeman Director of the Human Freedom Initiative at the Bush Institute. Lindsay, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Take care.